Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is called Flash the Cat Goes Outside for the First Time. Flash the Cat was about 6 months old, and she had spent her entire life inside. She had always dreamed of going outside and loved to look out the windows, especially when they were open. She could feel the warm breeze blowing against her whiskers. And every day she dreamed about what it would be like to run on grass and dirt. She thought, wow, maybe the grass will make me even faster. You see, Flash was a very fast cat. She had a lightning bolt in her fur right on the top of her head. And she earned that by when she was born. A real lightning bolt crashed and made her the fastest cat in the world. Flash always dreamed of running and playing outside in the sun, playing in the leaves, and chasing other creatures. She always loved the squirrels because they had big fluffy tails just like her. And she wondered, wow, could they be best friends? But she never was able to play with them because she was an indoor cat. One day, Benny, who was her owner, left to go on an adventure with his leopard gecko, Leppy. And as they left out the door, oh no, they left the door open. Flash looked at the door and looked around. Nobody was around. Should she go outside? Oh, she was a little scared because she'd never been there before. But she'd always dreamed of it. So Flash carefully crept close to the door. The air outside smelled so nice. She thought, ooh, this might be my only chance. I gotta do it. And so she carefully crept outside and looked around and dashed off into the bushes. Woohoo! She said, this is awesome! And then she stopped in her tracks. Wait a second. I'm outside. There's scary animals out here. What if a bear gets me? Or a lion? Or a cheetah? Or a crocodile? You see, Flash had watched a lot of videos on YouTube about other animals. Lots of scary animals out there, but they were very safe when she was watching a video. But now, she's outside in the real outdoors. Are they real? Oh my gosh. Do they live in her backyard? She instantly was very scared. And then she looked back and the wind, boom, closed the front door. I'm stuck out here forever. Flash said, what am I gonna do? Oh, she was a little scared. But then she saw a squirrel and wanted to go say hi to the squirrel. So she ran over to the squirrel. But I think the squirrel thought she was chasing her. And so the squirrel ran up a tree. And Flash said, wait! I want to be friends! Come down and play! And the squirrel said, there's no way that I'm coming down there! You're gonna eat me! And Flash said, what? I'm not gonna eat you! I just want to be friends! Can we play? What do you do? What do we do outside? Do we play with leaves or do we play in the dirt or do we, what's the bad thing is going to happen? Is something going to bite me or eat me? And the squirrel said,
whoa, 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 slow down. Have you never been outside before?
And Flash said, no, this is my first time and I'm excited and scared at the same time. I'm not sure what to do or what not to do. Can you help me? And the squirrel said,
are you sure you're not going to eat me? Do you promise?
And Flash said, Oh, I promise I am not going to eat you. And so the squirrel slowly crept down back down the tree. And the squirrel said,
"All right, rule number one about being outside is we have lots of fun."
And the squirrel, when he said he likes to have fun, he meant it. And pretty soon Flash and the squirrel, whose name was Nutty, started to have so much fun in the backyard. They made a big pile of leaves and jumped in the leaves. And then they ran over to the edge, which there was a big hill. And they would roll down the hill. And they had so much fun. Then, all of a sudden, "What is that?" Flash said.
"Oh, that's just the rain."
"The rain? I am not gonna get wet. You see, cats do not like water. We don't get wet. What? I can't let it get rained on me. I can't get wet. What do we do? Where do I go?" The squirrel said,
"Well, you can come up to my tree nest. It's way up there, but you stay dry."
And Flash said, "That's very high. I think if I go up there, I will never be able to get back down. So, let's make a different plan." And Squirrel and Flash looked around. Okay, how about under there?" And there was a trampoline in their backyard. And Flash said, "I'm gonna go under the trampoline because I think that'll help me stay dry." And Nutty the Squirrel said,
"Okay, I'll come with you."
And so they both were underneath the trampoline as it started to rain. And Flash's imagination started to go crazy as she thought, "Oh my gosh, this is the first time in the rain. What if it floods? What if it never stops raining? What if the sun never comes back and the leaves aren't crunchy? They are so gross right now because they're wet. Oh no." Flash was very worried, but Nutty the Squirrel did a good job of helping her feel better. They played games under the trampoline and they actually did have a lot of fun. And then the rain stopped. "Oh, good," Flash said. I think I'm ready to go back inside." And then something terrible. "What is that?" Nutty the Squirrel said,
"Don't move a muscle."
You see, there is a giant hawk in the backyard. Do you know what a hawk is? A hawk is a big, big bird with very sharp claws that likes to eat small animals. "Oh my gosh. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?" Nutty the Squirrel said,
"I have an idea. You see, I'm a lot faster than that hawk. I'll run out and distract him, then run up the tree, then you can run home. Okay?"
Flash said, "Okay. All right. So you're going to run and distract the hawk, and then are you sure you'll be able to get away? You're faster?"
"Absolutely."
"Okay. All right. So on the count of three, you're going to go first and scare the hawk. Well, not scare him, but distract him. And then I'm going to run back to my house, right?"
"One, two, three, go."
Just like that, they both followed the plan. Nutty the Squirrel started rolling around on the ground and the hawk saw him and took off right to the squirrel. Just then, Flash the cat raced back to the door. Their back door was cracked open just a little bit. And she snuck inside. And she then looked back out the window and saw Nutty the Squirrel high up in the tree, safe in his nest. "Oh my gosh," Flash said. "That was crazy. I can't believe I went outside. That was amazing. But I also kind of just love inside. And then Flash curled up on the couch and said, I don't know if I'm going to go back outside, but it's nice to be nice and warm. And she went to sleep. The end. Hey friends, guess what? If you have ever dreamed of making a podcast like me, there's a really easy way. There's a really fun free app called Anchor. And on your parents' phone or on your iPad, you can create your own podcast for free. Maybe you want to create stories just like Kid Short Stories. And you can even earn money along the way. It's the best, most awesome place to make a podcast. And you can deliver your podcast to all the platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and everywhere. So download Anchor today to get started. Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas. So you can go to kidsshortstories.com to send me your idea and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kids shout out. So you put in your name and where you're from, and I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.